Well, your album's been out for a month now. How are you feeling?
I feel great, actually. I feel great about it. We kind of like this, we were sitting on it for almost a year. So like from the moment we recorded it until it came out, it was about 12 months. So it feels really great to finally have it out and about and alive and available for people to experience. So I feel very happy about it.
Oh, that's so good. I've had the chance to listen to almost all of it. And I really love it. It's so biblically based and it's such a good, like, soaking album.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. What was the process of creating this album like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a strange one. Obviously, like we all faced a couple of years there, the 2020, 21 years where we, I guess, life didn't look like how we imagined it would look.
Yeah.
And one of the upsides, I guess you could say, during that time was like, as a songwriter, we had time and space to just create and chase after new songs. And so amongst our friends and writing friends, we wrote a ton of songs, some great and some probably very average, but there were a handful of songs that after those 2 years, they just still lived on and existed and felt like they had life in them. And so anyway, I was just kind of inspired to create like just a live worship night that would, you know, kind of hopefully be something similar to those nights that maybe people have experienced before where you're worshiping at church and the worship just keeps going. Maybe the service goes over because everyone wants to keep singing. Or, you know, for me growing up, going to summer camps and having these moments with God that really change you and shape your life. And now here I am, like in my 30s, a wife and a mom. I still desire those moments and those encounters with God probably more than ever. And so my hope and heart behind it was that we could create that kind of project, like what that people can soak in and that they can listen to and maybe go for a drive or pop their AirPods in, go for a walk and just meet with God and worship him again. And so I really prayed and hope, still pray that it would be refreshing for people.
This is actually a random question because you had mentioned it, but do you find as a wife and a mom that you often get as much soaking or worshiping time as you wished?
Absolutely not.
I didn't think so.
Absolutely not. But I think you got to be creative and embrace the season. Like for me, it's like, cool. If I do the school drop off and I've got like 15 minutes on the way back, maybe I throw on like a worship song or I listen to the Bible app or, you know, I do my best to kind of make the most of the situation.
Now, do you have an overarching message for the album?
Yeah, I mean, so the title of the album is called Sundown. And to give context on that, I mean, I was searching for a title or a banner to put over the project that kind of captured the heart of it. I loved the idea of like the golden hour when the sun is going down. And I reached out to a friend of mine. Her name's Katrina Henderson. She's a brilliant Bible teacher. I'm like, what do you think? I love the golden hour, but I can't quite land it. And she spent some time living in Israel. And she talked about, you know, when the sun goes down in Israel, like in Jerusalem, you know, the city kind of shines. It's people call it the golden city because it shines gold. And I'm like, oh, I love that thought. And she said, you know, specifically the Sabbath, like obviously is typically observed from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. Mm-hmm. And as soon as she said that, I was like, oh, this is cool because, you know, the heart behind this project was really to create this sense of community and rest and create some space to worship and be with God. Mm-hmm. And so I just love that idea of like almost like a tip of the hat to this Sabbath idea. Sundown is like the beginning of our time of rest and worship and community and carving out space to be with God. So that was kind of the overarching heart and theme behind the project, Sundown.
Yeah. Now, would you say that that's probably the same thing for the title track, Sundown, as well?
Yeah, the title track, like for those who haven't heard it, it's just an instrumental track. I think it goes for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
There's not a ton of like lyric or anything like that. But what happened on the night was basically we tried to finish the night. We tried to end it. And people just wanted to keep worshiping. It felt difficult to close the meeting. And so then one of our, one of the producers on the album, his name is Michael Guy Chislett, he was playing guitar in that moment. And he just began to play out and kind of prophesy on his instrument. And basically, it was just like a really powerful moment with God. People started to sing out, sing their own songs. And we never planned that moment. It was not on the books. But afterwards, it felt like a really defining moment where that was it. It wasn't super structured, but it was like, it's just about seeking after God. And so I hope that people can use that Sundown track, even just as a prayer track. If you want to take 10 minutes to pray, pop it on in the background and pray or whatever it might be. But yeah, then it would just be like that kind of soaking moment for people.
Yeah, I actually talked about this on air last week, but I think oftentimes we tend to complicate worship. And I really liked Sundown because even sometimes in worship, we're trying to think of what do we play because we don't feel like Holy Spirit's ending things, but we don't know, like we're not prepared for what's next. And I really like the idea of as musicians, there doesn't need to be a next. We can just keep soaking in this place and let God do what he needs to do in everyone's heart. So I think I actually really like that almost as an ending to worship because it doesn't need to be complicated.
I love that. I love that. And sometimes you don't need to force it, you know? Yeah. Like sometimes we don't know what to do and we don't know what's next, but it's okay to just wait on God and just kind of linger.
See. Yeah. Yeah, so good. Now you got to work with Alexander Pappas on one of the songs with this, or maybe more in the project, but one song specifically he's featured on. Alex has actually been a featured artist on my Sunday Spotlight show. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about what it was like working with him and about the song that you do with him.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Alex and I have worked together even just at our local church for about 10 years. So we know each other well. And yeah, we wrote this song. It's called Yes, He Lives. And we wrote it together along with two other friends, a young girl in our church called Tahisha and another friend, Ben Fielding, who's a brilliant songwriter. And our hope was just to write a song that would be kind of, to be honest, a bit upbeat and feel, kind of victorious. Mm-hmm. And so the theme is just basically celebrating and declaring the goodness of Christ through his resurrection and celebrating that he is alive. And so it was so great to even just share that song with our church and watch people embrace it. And then, yeah, to be able to lead it along with Alex felt really sweet on the night. It felt like, it felt great. And so it was really great to collaborate with him and our other friends on the song.
That's so good. And I did see that Ben Fielding, correct? That's his name?
Correct.
Was featured in a lot of the music that you guys put out as well. I read a bit of your bio and you've actually been writing music for a long time. Can you talk a little bit about what the writing process is like for you or even specifically for this album?
Yeah, I mean, I love to write songs. I feel like I stumbled into it as a teenager, just kind of like, you know, combining my heart for God with this idea of creating songs that are about him. And it's just been such a joy to watch, church embrace different songs along the way. And I quite enjoy the process, you know, like sometimes you get it right. Sometimes you try stuff and it doesn't quite land and you learn and grow and kind of keep digging and keep moving forward. I quite enjoy the process of writing songs. I love the idea of like going into a writing session one day and you don't know what's going to happen. It could be the most amazing special song, or it could also be the worst song ever. You just don't know. So like a big, I guess, motto for me as a writer is just trying to have fun along the way. I always say to, you know, writers who are, you know, looking to grow and learn, like, you may as well have fun. You're going to spend so much time together. You may as well have fun along the way. I love to write songs based on scripture. I love to write songs based on just biblical themes. Just what a joy it is to like watch them kind of come alive in a service. It's really, really fun. So I find a lot of joy, a lot of fun in the process of writing songs.
Yeah, that's really special. Now, do you have a favorite song off of this album?
Oh, it's so hard. You know what they say? It's like picking your favorite child. But I'm going to say today that one of my favorite songs is this song called Let It Be Lovely. And it's just like very simple. It's almost a little bit like lullaby-ish, but it's essentially just a prayer of like wanting God help me to keep my heart pure and help me to keep my thoughts sweet and help me to keep, you know, the way that I speak and the way that I live, keep it holy before you. And so it's very simple. I read it with like a friend of mine, Leslie Jordan. She's a brilliant writer. And I really love that song. It's really special to me.
Now that your album has been out for a month, I'll wrap it up here for you. But what's next? Are you planning a tour? What does that look like for you?
I mean, I don't really know what's next. I love, you know, like leading in my local church. So I'll be continuing to do that. I hope at some point to be able to share the songs live with other churches. I would actually love, even within our own country, within Australia, to be able to go and visit churches, and hopefully it will be able to do some nights of worship, and it would be, you know, a blessing to people. But nothing super dialed in at the moment, just enjoying life and, you know, serving in church, that kind of thing. But we'll see what the future holds.
So good. Well, congratulations. We're really looking forward to not just being able to air this interview, but really playing those music and letting our listeners soak in worship while they're listening to it. So a huge congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I really appreciate your time.